Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, and it is April 10th, 2024. 5 days till tax day, I guess, is the best way to put that. Welcome to today's show here on Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Got a very interesting show for you today with Dr. Jenna Min Shim. And Dr. Shim is the Jack Elbogen. She's going to help me do this. Jack Elbogen, Dean and Professor of, I assume, Education at the University of Wyoming, out in Laramie College of Education. And I've also got Rob Hill. Rob is the university's career and technical education consultant, president of, and this is always key, Wyoming Skills USA and the Wyoming Association of CTE, okay, where he's the public career and technical education educators, where he's the public policy chairman. And we're going to talk about the shortage of CTE teachers, which is very interesting these days because that's where the big bucks are, okay? Why? Just when you become a plumber, call me, okay? That's simple. And we're always looking for one. And, you know, it's that simple. And CTE is just so important. It includes all the academic skills, STEM, but it also includes all the blue-collar skills. And we need people. And we need people to train them, and we've got a shortage of people to train them. And that's what Dr. Shim and Rob have been working on, to try to come up with a program that makes sense, okay, to get people in Wyoming, a very rural state, by the way, much like where I live, even more so than where I live in Maine, okay, to actually make it happen. So it's going to be an interesting show here, what higher education is doing to help solve a K-12 and societal challenge. All right, we're going to archive the show. ACE-ed.org, the home website of our American Consortium for Equity in Education. So I hope you check that out. Everything's free over there. Our magazine is over there. All the podcasts are over there. Our Equity Awards program is over there. And that's score. It's all free. We do it for you. We're very proud of the work we do. ACE-ed.org. Without further ado, Dr. Jenna Min Shim. Dr. Shim, good morning. It's Larry here.
Good morning. Thank you for having us this morning.
My pleasure. And can I? Do you mind if I call you Jenna? Is that okay?
Oh, please. Please do.
I knew you would say yes, but I felt I should ask. Jenna, it's a pleasure to have you here. Three quarters of the way across the country, anyway, from the great state of Maine, where I am, okay? And I'll just ask you before we get to Rob. So how's the weather in Wyoming today, this April 10th? Are you there?
Rob, are you there?
Sure, absolutely.
Rob.
We're getting a little
Hi,
bit of
Rob.
Snow here, and a beautiful day for springtime in Wyoming.
Rob, did you say it's just snowed?
Yeah, just a little bit. It's very common for this time of year. So, got beautiful snowflakes coming down.
We have you, Rob. I live in Maine, and last Thursday, you made me laugh. Last Thursday. Okay, we had 22 inches of those beautiful snowflakes fall on my yard.
Well,
we had
much.
The same.
It was that nor'easter that hit here and literally knocked out electricity to, I think, every household in the state. Okay, it took us 4 days to get everything back online, so it was just unbelievable here. So, and Wyoming's a pretty damn good place, I got to tell you. And Rob, Rob, let me introduce Rob. I introduced Jenna. Rob, University of Wyoming Career and Technical Education Consultant. Rob, talk about what you do before we get into all this.
Sure. Well, Larry, primarily what I do is advocate for career and technical education at the state and national level, and I work with the university to consult with direction, and we're here ultimately to try and increase the pipeline of CTE teachers, and we know it has a direct impact on our workforce, so we're very invested in that.
Well, doesn't it only have an impact on the workforce? It has an impact on every homeowner, okay, in the state and wherever they might be as they migrate state to state. As we all migrate state to state today. I mean, if I have a plumbing problem, it'll take about 42 years for me to get a plumber here, okay? And, you know, I'm the king of duct tape. I just keep wrapping everything in duct tape. We don't have people out there. And if we don't have people, okay, to be in K-12 and community colleges, and we're going to talk about both today, to train people and make them understand this is a great way to make a living and have a wonderful life, okay, and we're going to be in big trouble. We already are, okay? And it's just been going on and on and on. And I got to ask you this, Jenna. Talk about the University of Wyoming, and please feel free to brag about your College of Education, et cetera. But I honestly believe that one of the challenges we've had is thinking everybody needs to, quote, go to college, okay? And as a result, we wound up with too few people in the wonderful and lucrative blue-collar trades, and hence we wound up with too few people to teach them. Okay, and it's been kind of a vicious cycle. So I want to hear, A, about University of Wyoming and what you're doing about this to try to get some more CTE instructors, you know, people who are making big bucks outside to come inside and help teach. Okay, and then about your school in general. That was a long question, but you know what I mean. Go for it, Jenna. Have fun.
Absolutely, yeah. Larry. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you for that question. So University of Wyoming is the only four-year institution in the state of Wyoming. And we are least populated state per square mile in the country besides Alaska. So we are pretty rural here. And so which means that the College of Education is the only four-year college that trains teachers. So more than 50% of teachers in the state are our graduates. So we have a pretty big impact and influence on who becomes teachers in the state and the quality of instruction and quality of teachers. The CTE teacher shortage, as you know, has been a sort of critical issue nationwide, but also in Wyoming as well. And we have been facing this challenge for, I want to say, almost two decades. And Rob has history of this as well. And so when I became interim dean last May, that I decided that we needed to do something about it, because as I was traveling around the state, I realized that some of the high schools are having to close their CTE programs because they can't find qualified teachers.
Yeah.
So we made this priority. Rob joined our team, which has been a huge blessing. And also we're land-grant university, so part of college that is part of land-grant university, I feel strongly that we bear this responsibility to meet the needs of the state and citizens of Wyoming, because all of the business owners and industries are telling us, you need to produce more CTE teachers.
Yeah.
So I know you have a few questions for us, and so I will...
Oh, I do.
I will delve deeper into this, but so it's been priority, and I think we're making some progress, which we are excited to share.
Well, thank you, and I'm looking forward to sharing this with you. And so, Rob, if you know this, you're going to make a lot more money than I could ever give you. What's the answer to all this? Well, what's happening? What are you advising? Rob Hill.
Well, that's a great question, and it's multifaceted. So, essentially, it's about bringing people together. We live in isolation in Wyoming, and we have stakeholders that are invested all over the state, but when we're in isolation, it's hard to come up with solutions. So part of my job is to pull people together, people from industry, people from education, people from economic development, and pool our talents together and start finding an answer. And I think with the university prioritizing career and technical education and the key support from our large sector industries, we're starting to see some success in the area and reinvigorated interest in the trades, and not only the trades, but occupational areas like nursing, which are vital to small communities, and business and tourism sector as well. They all have a vested interest in a vibrant, skilled workforce, and And that's our goal. It's good for our communities. It's good for our states.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a needed area. As you noted earlier, it's been a problem that's been compiling for decades, and we're really seeing it.
Yeah, we lost track. We lost track. Okay, somewhere along the line. It's nice to say that everybody should become a doctor or a lawyer, but frankly, I got enough lawyers. Okay, that's all there is to it. Okay, like everybody else, I might add. All right, and yeah. the fact of the matter is, we need teachers, and there were shortages in certain areas, and the challenge is. Okay. Now, okay, you've got people who become, welders, whatever the case may be, plumbers, electricians, etc., carpenters, all the other fantastic skills that go with CTE, including agriculture, I might add. Okay. Yes. But then I'm sure out there ranching as well. Okay. All the tie tech stuff that goes into ranching, etc. I mean, it's that simple. Okay. And so how do you convince people who have these incredible skills? They like doing this stuff. How do you convince them to become a teacher rather than a teacher of plumbing than a plumber? Okay, I'm just going to use that. Rob, just take this anywhere you want to go.
Sure, absolutely. Well, first of all, there's an intrinsic reward to teaching. I came from the trades.
What are you, Rob? What are you? Are you a plumber? Please come over this afternoon.
Yeah. No, I had a construction management background, and I was a framer and a variety of other concrete and everything that comes with that. But it was in my heart, honestly. And when there's that intrinsic reward to passing a trade down to another person,
yeah,
and it may be great. Occupational, and that has to come inward. The extrinsic part is Wyoming has done a lot of really good work in creating salaries and benefits and opportunities for teachers, and we try to attract as much talent as we can in the state. And I think we've supported our teachers well. And it's a big leap to move from maybe the Front Range of Colorado or another more densely populated area
right.
to an isolated community on the High Plains. It's a cultural change, and so a lot of people don't think about it. So we have to extend out of our area too, and then. But mostly, we have the people in Wyoming to do it, and the opportunity with the university. So, it's about making those folks that have those skills knowledgeable that teaching is a great occupation and extremely rewarding.
It sure as heck is, and so let's get into that. Okay, how are you doing that? And I know, and I don't know whether I'll ask Jenna, but you can swing it back to Rob. Jenna, I know you're the, and I didn't know this, you were the only four-year university in the state. I did not know that, okay? But there are community colleges in Wyoming, okay? And I'm sure they do an excellent job, okay? And that's where a lot of tradespeople are trained. How are you? But they need the pedagogy, the experience, the learning of an education professional to do it all right. So how do you work with the two, Jenna? Okay, I know
yeah.
you've been reaching out to community colleges. I assume you are. What's happening? What's the college doing? The university doing?
Well, we have been doing actually quite a bit for the last about a year or so, and we have been collaborating. So there are 8 community colleges in Wyoming. And we have been collaborating with all of them very closely because all of them have CTE programs. And I believe there are 64 CTE programs across the state of Wyoming. So we do have really rich opportunity, especially as the only four-year institution in the state. So,
yeah,
and,
I agree.
And
yeah.
What we needed to do was that, you know, going back to your previous question to Rob about what do you need to do to attract these students
yeah.
or people who are really talented, one thing that we noticed was that people have misconceptions about what teaching is, all the way from starting from their pay to benefit and what teaching really entails. So in collaboration with all eight community colleges in Wyoming, we were able to launch a bridge sort of introduction course in CTE this spring semester that started in January. So the main purpose in creating this course is to give community college students who are CTE majors a taste of what a career in CTE teaching can be like. So, but then here's the interesting part. While we have drawn community college students into this course, we have also attracted unexpected groups of students, including veterans, community college instructors, who have just associate degrees but wanting to complete their bachelor's degree, paraprofessionals who do not have bachelor's degree, and some industry workers who are who have been welding for 20 years, but they don't want to weld in outside in the cold anymore, but they're not ready to quite retire. And as Rob said, that they have a passion and love for the field that they want to train next generation of trade workers. Mm-hmm. So in this course that we have about 50% of students who are from community colleges, and then others from like private sector, school districts, military background, and other background as well. So Rob is instructor of the course, but we also have two on-site mentors for each district so that students, we don't lose students online.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Something just interfered with my line here. Go ahead.
Yeah. And Rob could tell you more about the content of this course, but we have 20 students. So we are granting 3 credits for students who's enrolled in this course and complete the course. So if they do decide to come to University of Wyoming, that 3 credits can go toward their degree. If they decide actually not to come to our program and say, no, teaching is not for us, then we could do reverse transfer and they could use it toward their community college degree, AAS degree. And
go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Finish up. I'm being interrupted.
Yeah, no worries. It's just so exciting, so I am just sort of ahead of myself. But, you know, the beauty of this was there are industries and businesses and even private donors who have been so supportive and generous. So they are providing scholarships for students enrolled in this class at no cost. So it's a really great opportunity for students who are already in career and technical education area, welders, or people in construction, or people who's in culinary, to try this out without any obligation at no cost. And out of 20 students in this bridge course already, that I think about 5 of them are interested in applying for our program so that they could actually become our students and become a teacher. Now, I'm really excited to ask Rob to share the contents of this course because I think it's actually really fantastic and giving everyone a taste of what it's like to be a teacher. Rob?
Well, there you go. Rob, go for it.
Sure.
Buddy.
Larry, one of the exciting things about working with Jenna and being an alumnus from the program is I got to graduate from the program. I got to go out and work for 14 years in our districts here in Wyoming, and then come back and design a course that is aligned to those that are coming in. So taking a little bit of experience, we were able to redesign the course for this class. And essentially, like week one, we'll bring in experts from around the state. And week one, we'll talk about contracts and what a teaching is in Wyoming. What are the benefits? What is your schedule look like? What are your benefits? And the next week, we brought in exceptional teachers to talk about intrinsic values. And throughout the week, we have a different topic that is of really high importance to somebody that's going to choose CTE as a career. And we talk about scholarships in the state, what our community colleges offer, what programs of studies are at the districts throughout the state. So one of the really unique things that we have to do is in the past we had people that wanted in the program had to stop what they were doing in life and enter into a 2-year cohort. And it met in Casper, Wyoming. And so you essentially had to take 2 years off your life.
Wow.
And today, with technology, we can connect our isolated communities So we have students from all of these districts throughout the state, and we've paired them with a local mentor from the school district and the community college. So what we've effectively done is, you know, we've got a statewide problem, but we wanted to have a local solution and a network of people to show them how these topics are implemented locally. And ideally, we want these folks that are interested in teaching to be able to stay in their community. They're invested in it. Many of them have homes and businesses, or and it's not realistic for them to leave. So
right.
If we can bring it to them and they can be involved, and it opens the door for them for an opportunity to teach and make a difference in their community.
Yeah, it really does. It makes a big difference for the community. Okay, as well, it's important. I'm curious, what's their reaction to the students? And then these students, and actually, I'd love to hear just who are the students. You had mentioned some of them are vets, some of them are guys who are retiring from welding, so to speak, and now want to get into something. When they're sitting there, okay, and they're learning about all this, what's their reaction to all this? And I'll ask whoever. I'll say Rob, but Jen, if you want to answer, you certainly can. What's the reaction?
Well,
the whole world.
Larry, it's been incredible, and I'll tell you why.
Cool.
I've got to tell you a little bit about our state. We've got little towns all over the place, and so I've got a rancher that's a plumber that lives in Shoshone, Wyoming, where they have 500 people, and there's nothing in any direction, and their district's desperately needs a teacher.
Yeah,
we've got somebody that owns an agricultural feed store over by the Black Hills of South Dakota, and she wants to be a business teacher. And then we've got young lady that's passionate about woodworking that's from Cody, Wyoming, up in the mountains toward Yellowstone.
I know Cody.
She's 20 years old and wants to get into teaching because a local teacher impacted her greatly. So we have this incredible cross-section of people that we didn't see. We have, retired military people. We have young people. And really, if we go after just one group of people, we probably won't have the numbers we need.
Right.
But when we look at all these different people from different socioeconomic backgrounds, different upbringings, different areas of the state, and you pick up two here, four here, three there, and all of a sudden you have a little bit of momentum. And again, they're connected to technology and a design that we had to put a lot of thought in to make work.
Yeah, it's such a complicated question. I got to ask this. Jenna, again, you're at University of Wyoming. Have you talked to other education deans across the country, okay, and in rural states or whatever, and ask, they're all facing the same problem with CTE. I mean, they really are. What have you been talking to your colleagues? What are they saying?
Yes, and like you said, they're facing the same
challenges. By the way, that was an easy question. I knew you were talking to your colleagues. I figured you were, but go ahead. Yeah, I knew that.
Sure. They're facing the same challenges, but, I must say that after having talked to them, that we are, I dare to say that we're proud of being very innovative, because I think what they're doing is advertising on radio or NPR, or they are sharing their flyers. But what we realized in Wyoming is that we really needed to go out and go out to different stakeholders. And because we started to recognize that the shortage of CTE teachers has repercussions beyond just the education sector, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So the shortage of teachers, CTE teachers, results in a fewer high school CTE programs, then reduces the number of students pursuing CTE in community colleges.
Exactly. Thank you
and
very
consequently,
much.
Consequently, yes. Wyoming industries and businesses face challenges in hiring skilled trade workers locally. So in order to really address this shortage, we realized that just advertising is not enough. Just working with education sector is not enough. We just really needed to have different partners. And Wab could share a little bit more about this advisory board that we created, but we are really partnering with wide and variety of groups who's all impacted by this. And in the end, really, again, industry and business leaders in Wyoming have stepped in to support us and provide a scholarship and spreading the words. And our ultimate goal, and I haven't heard my colleagues across the country doing this yet either, and our hope, this is ambitious hope, is that we become sort of national model, especially for universities that are in rural state like ours. And just recently, Rob and I went out to Gillette, Wyoming, and we visited Eagle Butte Mine, and they were anxious to tell us that they need this many welders, this many electricians, this many computer scientists. What we were really fascinated by is that the workers that they need is all the way from high school graduates to anyone who may have advanced degrees. So our responsibility is really heavy there, right? And our hope is to really establish a dual enrollment system in collaboration with Wyoming community colleges to allow students to begin their CTE programs at their local community college and then seamlessly transition to University of Wyoming to get education in sort of a pedagogies and education sector, and education part, I meant to say. And I had this conversation with the president of Gillette Community College just last week, and she really welcomed this idea and was eager to move forward with this.
Great. I gotta ask, how does the state, literally the state government, the Department of Education there, how are they helping you? Okay? And I think that's important. They must see it too. I mean, they must know what's going on. How do you work with the state? At the state level, they're running education. You know the story. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, we are working very closely with Wyoming Department of Education because the state superintendent of instruction's priority is expand CTE programs in K through 12 schools. And she recognizes that without CTE teachers, they can't expand the programs. And we recognize that even if we produce many CTE teachers without the programs, that it would be meaningless. So it's a perfect duo and harmony that we must work together. And so they are supporting us with resources. We are having meetings so that we don't duplicate our effort but really complement one another. So it's really been instrumental in our efforts so far.
Well, that is so darn important. That is so darn important. And again, I want to say this. CTE is a real cycle, okay? If we don't train teachers and train school districts to make sure students understand how important the CTE education can be to them, okay? You know, and I love colleges. I love kids going to four-year colleges. It's not always the answer, okay? But you've got to have somebody there to teach them the skills they need so they can go on. You know, it just goes to everything. It's just so darn important. I can't say this enough because I've always been a huge fan, okay, of CTE.
Right.
Because, you know, and it's so important to everything, okay? And when I was in school, it was looked down upon, okay? Now I'm old, okay? We were in a shop class. Oh, you're going to shop class. You're going to be a carpenter, an electrician. Oh, God, we're going to go up. I was a kid in Penn State and all this sort of stuff. Okay, it was looked down on, all right? And it was vocational education back then, okay? This is something completely different we're talking about, all right? And it's so important to get those teachers in there that can make a difference with these kids, okay, which makes a whole difference for the state. And on that note, if the state can't find workers, what the heck are they going to do? How is the industry working with you, Rob? Industry and business leaders.
That's a great question, Larry. And Jenna and I like to say that we're working shoulder to shoulder with the Department of Education and our business and industry partners. So groups like the Mining Association, the Construction Coalition, the Tourism Association, these are our biggest industries in Wyoming.
Yeah, they got to find people.
Mineral, and the, you know, we have, you know, nuclear energy coming. We have Trona mines in the billions of dollars that need a robust workforce. And, you know, we're talking thousands of workers. And there's just a direct relationship between the amount of CTE programs that we offer and our workforce. And Larry, if I could tell you just a little bit about our history that we're trying to reverse. If we go back to the 1990s, we've lost about 22% of our CTE teachers in Wyoming. And, you know, our median age of teachers in Wyoming is 52. So we mirror industry pretty closely. And the national retirement age for teachers is 59.
That's right.
It's about 62 for our state employees around here. So we think we're going to lose in seven to 10 years, we're going to lose about half of our workforce. And it's the impact of one teacher in a small community is huge. A lot of identity.
It's amazing.
You know, like we have welding programs that are so connected, and agriculture programs that are so connected to their community. It's really an extension of the community, and industry, you know, works and supports them heavily. But when we lose a skilled teacher in that community, it's felt. It has an impact downstream too, and you know, knowing how critical that is, we've partnered with all these industry folks at the state and local level, and they, you know, we have a mutual interest. I want to just maybe tell you real quick about we met with some of the mineral extraction folks, and we talked about what a 10% increase in workforce. They would be able to sell their product. Yeah. They say no problem, but that's revenue back into the coffers of the state.
Absolutely.
So CTE is a great investment for the state. It's a win-win for everybody.
Oh.
And you mentioned the old you know, looking down the nose at CTE and
for years.
And I've lived through it myself, but. But the data has shifted, and the wages and the demand,
we've really seen, to say the least.
And it's exciting opportunity for young people. And
it really is.
You know, if they want to,
it really is.
They want to be a nurse or work in the hospitality sector or weld. They've got great opportunities.
I can't agree with you more. One other question I want to ask you guys, and this is something that comes up here to some degree, but not as strong as it does in some of our, I'll say, Western states, and that's Native Americans, indigenous folks, okay? Mm-hmm. And more so out west where you guys are, a lot of it's through the Bureau of Indian Affairs and all that sort of thing, BIE, mm-hmm. the Bureau of Indian Education. Are you working with them? Because this is a beautiful opportunity. Beautiful opportunity for that. What's the word on that? I'll ask Jenna.
Yeah. Jenna? Well, actually, I'm very glad that you asked this question. We do have reservations here. Right now,
yeah.
I don't think we have a student enrolled in the Bridge course, but I do want to address sort of the equity and providing more opportunities
yeah.
for students who are from historically marginalized background. And I want to start out by saying that, you know, of course, rural states like Wyoming often have a very limited access to the resources, including educational opportunities. And CTE programs really provide valuable skills and trainings for students who may not have access to other forms of education or career pathways. And for instance, we are seeing increasing number of English language learners in CTE
mm-hmm.
programs. And we're also seeing many students with fewer resources coming into our program and choosing to pursue CTE, teacher education program, as well as a CTE. And I think that this is mainly because of the job opportunities that CTE affords. So for English language learners also, that CTE provides a great avenue to demonstrate their talent. CTE is very hands-on, on the ground, which allows students to showcase their skills that they may not be able to demonstrate through language alone. So I think that in this way that we're really providing support for students, again, from historically marginalized background to pursue the careers that could eventually lead to very fulfilling careers. I know that Rob could talk a little bit more about sort of non-traditional pathways for men and women. Rob, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Go ahead, Rob. We got about 3 minutes left. Rob, about 3 minutes left.
Well, Larry, we also want to try and make opportunity for our underrepresented folks. So we know that there's less female in the technical trades, and we know there's less males in the nursing trades. So wanting to attract them just as well. And we are trying, one of our mentors is in a district very close to the Wind River Indian Reservation, and I know he's working closely with Casper College, and we've identified a couple folks that might be interested in going back to their community and teaching. So we're talking with them. We're hopeful, and certainly that's a big target area we would love to be able to assist with.
Yeah, it's you know, and like you said, there are certain people that have been overlooked over the long course of history, and this is a great way to invite them to be part of the party. And I just think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. You're concerned about it, and it's my pleasure to both of you, okay, to share this with everybody. So, Rob, Phil, thank you, Jennifer, Jenna Min Shim, Dr. Shim. Sorry, Jenna. Okay. I love to ask this question. You're the Jack Elbogen Dean at the University of Wyoming. Who was Jack Elbogen?
Yes,
if I'm pronouncing it right.
He is very well established. He has passed, and now it's his daughter and the family who's carrying this foundation. But
nice.
Very, very generous donor and foundation that contributes all across Wyoming, including College of Education, but biggest champion of the College of Education.
And that was well said. I always like to ask that question. I can't tell you a lot of times, not that often, but I'll sometimes a person will be the principal of the Joe Smith School, and I'll ask them, who's Joe Smith, and they don't know. So I'm thank you for making sure that you know. Okay.
Absolutely.
You know, so, yeah, it's great, and you should be thankful to them, and we're thankful to you guys for doing such a good job. Keep it up. Come back. Let us know how you're doing. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
No, you're welcome. You are more than welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oop, I accidentally cut her off. Good people, okay? Out in Wyoming, which is a rural state. Well, it's a long way between places out there. We'll archive the show over at ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs, Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. You have a wonderful day.